Gracie. You're listening to Colourful Events with Gracie. And earlier on, I said that I'll be joined by some guests in the studio. And I'm joined by those guests right now. I'm joined by Magali Moksart.
Exactly.
And Clint Dyer. And you've got a play that's going to be taking place in November called Lady MacWater. Yeah, so before we get into talking about the play, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? That's sorry to you, Magali.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, enfin, good afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, so my name is Magali and I'm a French person, as you can hear. And I was born and brought up in Africa, in West Africa.
Okay.
Mostly in Congo, in Cameroon and Ivory Coast. And voilà, I wanted to talk about this big life experience because I lived over there for 20 years.
Right. And is your background as a writer and a creator?
Yes.
Okay. Then did you study the arts?
Yes, I studied acting, drama in Paris. And then I came in London 15 years ago.
Okay.
And carried on with the writing and directing and acting.
Excellent. And Clint, you're a director. Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, some of you hopefully may know that I've been an actor for 30 years. Inside that period, I've directed and written for theatre and for film. Currently, I'm very excited to be working with Magali over here, working on a piece that is based on the white African experience and then the black British African experience.
Okay, so two experiences.
Yeah, and it's putting. We've got also got the wonderful Joe Martin, who we're very proud to be working alongside on this project. Joe Martin, who I'm sure you know, is a wonderful comedy actress.
Yes.
And we're basically this. We'd call this a tryout, I suppose.
Okay.
What we're doing with this is we're giving you an opportunity to see it first.
Right.
Before it goes on somewhere bigger.
Right, okay.
And the tickets are more expensive.
Right, okay. So a test run before you hit the West End and Broadway.
But now you're talking. Oh, you heard.
Well, you've got to start, you know, you test the waters and then you expand. It's like, it's ripples, isn't it? You know.
So we're very fortunate to be part of the Viella...
Viella Europe Festival.
That's it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Voilà
Europe. Oh, voilà, I said Viella.
There you go.
See, I'm not French, so.
which strangely enough, is in Upton Park.
Oh, okay.
Where I grew up.
Okay,
so
well.
I'm going back to my manor, going back to my yard.
Excellent,
And it's amazing to be back in Upton Park.
Great.
Especially with all the changes in Stratford, etc., etc.
Yes, all that expansion.
Exactly,
And remind the listeners, what acting roles have you had, for those that may not be so aware of you?
In those 30 years.
Yes. Just a few.
I've done Hollywood films, done TV.
Yes.
People might know that I directed the musical The Big Life that came from Theatre Royal Stratford East and went to the West End.
Yes.
I also was the lead actor in the film Sus, which I produced as well.
Right.
I've been in films with Liam Neeson, Unknown.
Okay.
Last year, I had out a film with Antonio Banderas.
Right.
And I was in Black Mirror. And obviously, I've done numerous TV.
Yeah, so you're definitely in the right space then to direct this play then.
I feel completely equipped.
Yes.
And at home with this piece, actually.
Yes.
It's talking a lot about identity.
Yes.
About the fluidity of identity, the idea of nationalism.
Right.
From both perspectives, which is quite unusual. I think we've really hit on something to be able to explore black and white identity and African and British identity.
That's true.
We've managed to find a forum to be able to have a deep, hopefully comical.
That's good. We all like a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's good. So I wanted to ask you, Magali, you know, what made you come up with the idea? You said you wanted to share your story. So was it things that happened in your childhood or stories you heard in your childhood? Where did the inspiration come?
Yeah, from all this time spent over there, I mean, it's a very big mark,
yes,
in my life.
Right.
You know, I've been living in Africa, and I really wanted to share that experience,
right,
and these stories, this feeling.
Yes.
And talking about identity,
yes,
as well, because my question as well is, is your identity come from where you grew up,
mm,
or where you live,
right,
or where your parents are from?
Okay.
Yes.
It's a mix, I guess. I guess the answer is a mix of all of those. I don't believe it's any one thing.
Yeah.
Yes. And so tell the listeners about the story. I know there's two main female characters, and I was actually interested in as to what their relationship is to each other.
Can you say again? Sorry.
So there's two female characters in the play, and who are they, and who are they in relation to each other?
Yeah. At the beginning, they meet accidentally.
Right.
They don't know each other.
Okay.
They're stranger.
Right.
And they're gonna be somewhere. They can't really escape.
Right.
And they're gonna have to deal with each other. And
right,
they're gonna challenge each other during a whole night.
Right, okay.
So, because they are here,
right,
they're going to explore themes and questions, which
it sounds
they will maybe not have the opportunity to talk about,
right,
if they were free to leave.
Okay, it sounds very mysterious.
Yeah, it's good. She's making me want to come and see it.
Exactly.
I like it.
Does sound very, very mysterious, definitely.
I don't want to say too much.
Yes, so people need to come and see it.
Yeah, they really
and
do.
And in terms of the festival, you know, how did you get the play involved in the festival? Is it a thing where you actually approach them or they approach you?
Yeah, both, actually.
Okay.
I know this festival. This festival is running for 5 years,
right,
now, and I really love the idea of this festival because it's a European,
yes,
festival. And I think politically at,
yes,
this time it's quite interesting.
Yes,
to talk about it. And it brings, this festival is here to help projects like that.
Yes.
To have the chance to maybe go further.
Right.
And
yes,
they offer three different venues.
Okay.
They offer, so wait, yeah, I approached them,
yes,
and they replied yes.
Right, excellent.
And they were very keen on the project.
Yes.
So
and I know good. It's in rehearsals at the moment, so how's that going at the moment?
Oh, it's very exciting.
We, yes,
we did some rewriting all,
okay,
together. It's,
yeah,
a devised work now.
Yes.
We started the rehearsal, and it's great. It's very,
right,
exciting. We're very happy.
Yeah, and I'm imagining from, you know, just seeing something written to actually seeing it on the stage,
yeah,
what's that feeling that you get when you see, you know, your words in action, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know how to express it, but I mean, yeah, I was behind the computer for years,
yes,
and now it becomes real, so it's,
right,
it's fantastic. We,
yeah,
have people working on the set, we have people working on the light, on the music. We're going to have a live musician,
oh, okay,
a live
as well,
percussionist.
Okay.
It's most female lead,
right,
as well, led.
Yes.
The musician is a woman as well.
Yes.
And so yeah, it's exciting, all this talent
right, no,
committed to the project.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
great.
And how long did it take? You said a few years. How many years did it take you to write the play in the first stages?
I think from the beginning,
yes,
to now, it's been like at least 5 years.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah,
definitely a quite a process.
We have as well the support of the Art Council, which,
right,
is very helpful, and we're really thankful for,
yes,
the Art Council,
yeah,
to support this project.
Yeah, definitely,
well,
definitely. And Clint, how are you finding the process of the direction of this play?
It's exciting. Yeah, no, it's exciting. I'm feeling fortunate to be working with two very talented actresses,
yeah,
and a great crew. And yeah, I'm sure we're going to have something very exciting to deliver.
Well, that's good. And
yeah,
are you having to crack the whip, you know, just get people in shape to, you know.
I don't know if that's
so what
my
what
process.
Are you like as a director? What's your, you know,
it depends
your
on
style?
The piece. It depends on the piece. To be
right,
honest,
okay.
This piece, we've been doing a lot of work on devising and improvising and,
yes,
rewriting and all that. So the process changes depending on whether it's a new play or an old,
right,
play.
Right, yes.
You know, depending on what the work actually needs to happen to it. And so, yeah, in terms of style, it always changes.
Right, okay.
We work hard, but he's very encouraging character.
Excellent.
He's not, that's not whipping us yet.
Not yet, like, there's time. Maybe a gentle tickle. Or maybe some sweets. There's different ways of persuading people.
Yeah, exactly. Friends, sweets are very important in this story. Yeah, and we're eating and offering a lot of sweets to our director at this time. So
that's trying to get me fat.
That sounds like a great plan. So why should people come along and come and see this play?
When?
Why should they? Why? The reason, yes.
But men, mostly if they have an interest to Africa, to mix culture, I think.
Yes.
And
I think it's it is the British subject that we're all talking about.
Yes.
It is the subject that's really permeating conversations throughout the world in terms of how diversity can be expressed within different communities. It encapsulates the beginning of our of relationship between Europe and Africa. In this piece, it's undoubtedly pinpointing the process by which we live under today.
Right. Yes.
Hopefully, as I said before, well, I'm pretty damn sure actually, we are delivering it in an insightful and funny way.
Right. Okay.
I think that the message will come across strongly, but the way that it's been attacked will be very entertaining.
Right. Okay. And that's sometimes the way to get a point across.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to add that we have four evening performances, but on the second evening, which is the 7th of November, the play will be signed by Jackie Beckford.
Right.
And so we opening as well the play to another audience.
Yes, that's
true.
And
so it's...
Yeah, that's great. Excellent. So where's the play taking place?
The play will be on at the Applecart Art Theatre, which is in Newham. And it will be on from the 6th of November until the Saturday, the 10th of November.
Excellent.
You can get your tickets on voilaeuropefestival.com.
Perfect.
So it's the 6th, the 7th, and then the 9th and 10th.
Yes, there's a day off,
Right.
6th, 7th. 9th and 10th of November.
Excellent. It does sound like a, it sounds very mystical. Sounds like it's intriguing. It's intrigued me rather to come and check it out. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Please come.
Yes. Definitely.
Oh, something to add is that actually on the Saturday, it's actually a performance that starts at 5 o'clock.
Right, okay.
Which is good for the family.
Right.
Exactly, and good for the party goers. So you can come watch the show.
Yes,
and then party after.
Okay, excellent.
Exactly.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be magical, entertaining, mystical, and all of those things combined. So thank you for taking the time out to join us.
And also,
I'd
love to say that it's Joe Martin's character is very Jamaican. So those who are taken by the Jamaican sense of humour.
Yes.
You must reach.
Okay. Because I was actually going to ask with the characters, is there a black character and a white character?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Two opposites.
Right.
They're opposite
two
in many
opposite,
ways.
Yeah.
Right.
But find they have much more in common than they could have
So definitely, Colourful Radio listeners, you should check this play out. And it's Lady Macwata, and it's on from the 6th through to the 10th of November. And to get tickets, go to voilaeuropefestival.com. Did I say it correctly?
Perfect.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today. And I will definitely be checking the play. I call it musical. I will definitely be checking it out as well. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Gracie,